continuation of our discussion from the last few weeks, we'll continue drawing upon what Rabbi Avigdor Miller called the great authority, the Chovos HaLevavos, to help define all of the particulars of the relationship we're trying to develop. The way Rabbi Chaim Brisker put it is that people refer to Chovos HaLevavos as a Musar Sefer. But the truth is that Chovos HaLevavos is not a Musar Sefer, it's a Halacha Sefer. It's Hilchus being a Jew. That's the definition of Chovos HaLevavos. Hilchus being a Jew. And the truth is that if you begin learning Chovos HaLevavos, you see that wasn't Reb Chaim Brisker's Chiddush. It's the Chiddush of the Chovos HaLevavos himself. The Chovos HaLevavos makes it very, very clear in his Akdama that his Sefer is a Halacha Sefer. That his purpose is to define the Chiyuvim that are not defined in other Sfarim. And that is really the subject we've been discussing these last few weeks. Basically, everything we've been discussing is captured in his Hakdam. And that's really where we're going to continue now. Saying that you don't find... Basically, the Chovos HaLevavos' taina is that these mitzvahs that we've been discussing, Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Emuna, are mitzvahs d'oraisa, just like any other mitzvah, but for whatever reason, the classic halacha sfarim don't define them, but they really require definition and elaboration. It's like you have a very simple mitzvah in the Torah. To keep Shabbos, you shouldn't do any malacha on Shabbos. It's a simple mitzvah that breaks down into who knows how many thousands of details. So these mitzvahs require definition too. So we're going to continue in our discussion, after we've outlined it in a basic way, drawing on the Chovos HaLevavos' list of what's the theme of his Sefer, the Chovos HaLevavos, the inner mitzvahs, meaning, the way he defines it is, all of the externals, all the external mitzvahs, lulav, tefillin, etc., etc., are really just expressions of our relationship. The relationship is defined by the inner mitzvahs. So now, we'll simply go through his list of inner mitzvahs, and as we go through it, we come through a lot of interesting chidushim. One of the things, this is what we'll focus on tonight, one of his examples of an inner mitzvah is keeping all the mitzvahs. Keeping all the mitzvahs is an inner mitzvah, an internal mitzvah. Now that has to be understood, because however you slice it, it doesn't seem like an internal mitzvah. First of all, that's one mitzvah. Is a mitzvah called keeping all the mitzvahs? And second of all, if there is such a mitzvah, what's internal about it? A mitzvah to keep all the mitzvahs will be whatever percent internal, whatever percent external, depending on how many of the mitzvahs are external, how many are internal. Keeping all the mitzvahs includes lulav and tefillin, etc., etc., and it includes the inner mitzvahs. Why is there an inner mitzvah called keeping all the mitzvahs? So, the truth is that the Chovos HaLevavos here is referring to one specific inner mitzvah that encompasses all 613 mitzvahs. Before we move on to it, I want to jump to another place in the Chovos HaLevavos, where he says another puzzling thing, and one question answers the other. The Chovos HaLevavos has a number of proofs that the internal mitzvahs must be the main mitzvahs. Internal mitzvahs meaning Yira, Ava, etc. They must be the main ones upon which all the others are based. And what's one of his proofs? One of his proofs is, he says, listen to this. He says, well, a person can't keep the external mitzvahs if he doesn't want to do them. Now, wanting to do them is an inner feeling. So obviously, all the external mitzvahs are meant to be based on the inner mitzvahs, and therefore it's so important to develop Ava and Yira, etc., etc. That's very, very strange at first glance, because basically what he seems to be saying is, I mean, he's comparing apples and oranges. Of course, you're not going to do anything without wanting to do it. If someone holds a gun to your head and tells you, give me your money, you're not going to give him the money unless you want to do it. It doesn't mean you're excited about it. It doesn't mean you love the guy. You're going to do it because right now it makes sense. Right? Or if you put on your socks in the morning, it's also something you want to do, but it doesn't mean that I really appreciate the need to put on my socks and that I feel strongly about it and I have to work on developing my passion for putting socks on and my love for socks and my terrible fear of the possibility of stepping outside without socks.
I put on my socks because that's what I do, and it makes sense. I never really considered doing it otherwise. You try it once, you'll end up with blisters. But okay, so how, if he's trying to push his agenda that the inner mitzvahs deserve so much attention and so much focus, that's his raya, because you can't do the other ones if you don't want. So we see plenty of people around who perform the external mitzvahs without much inner feeling. What does it mean? In order to perform the external mitzvahs, you have to have a certain level. You were raised that way, you're used to it, you never really thought of doing things otherwise. And yeah, you have a very, very basic inner involvement of, yeah, I'm going to do them, because why not? What's his raya that you need to really develop the inner feelings, if otherwise they can't be external mitzvahs? The answer really to both questions is the same question. When Hashem imposed on us 613 mitzvahs, let's think about it for a minute. We just said that yes, there are plenty of people who keep the external mitzvahs without a very deep sense of commitment. Yeah, we see plenty of people. They don't have very deep feelings for it. Don't feel very passionate about it, but they do it. First of all, is that really true? Let's think about it for a minute. Is it really true? They keep a certain level of external mitzvahs. But is a person in that situation really able to keep everything the Torah expects of you? Everything that the Torah expects of you doesn't necessarily manifest on a day-to-day basis. For example, let's say one simple example. Person is at home on Shabbos, the edge of the tablecloth catches fire. Now let's say he lives on a sand lot, and there are no other buildings in the area, and he's the only one at home, and he has plenty of time to get out. There's no question of pikuach nefesh. Practically speaking, every fire in our situations is pikuach nefesh. But this person is no question of pikuach nefesh. Huge mansion. The edge of the tablecloth caught fire. There's plenty of time to get out. But that mansion is everything he has. And he's a lamdin. He knows that putting out a fire is only asur midrabanan. But it's not warranted in this situation. And all he has to do is, before thinking about it too much, kind of rub against it with his elbow, which also he knows is makes it a little less chamor. And he can kind of do it while he still isn't really sure what the right thing to do is, right? But there is already that knowing feeling that he does know what the right thing to do is. We're all from Jews, but it's not going to be an easy situation to face. Now let's take one of those people who's mildly committed. Is that something you'll be able to withstand? The truth is, I would guess that many Jews would surprise us and they would withstand it. But that means the person is going to watch. Right now it's just a tiny little flame at the edge of the tablecloth. It's slowly going to spread across the table, to the furniture, and completely consume his mansion, his fortune, and everything he has. For the rest of his life, he's going to be a pauper. Will he be able to handle that? If the answer is not an automatic yes, then this person is not on the level of keeping the externals. So what do we mean when we say that a person can live on the externals without being deeply committed? It means the very basic level of things that come up on a regular basis he manages with in a basic way. Does it mean that he's really in position to keep all the externals in the way that the Torah expects? But forget that extreme example for a minute. Forget that extreme example. Let's take other cases of externals. You're sitting with the family, and your brother-in-law starts saying a geshmaka story about one of the mechutanim. Are you going to be the one to speak up and say, that's a wrong thing to be saying? The Torah expects that of you, but it's not a pleasant thing to do. Even the more conscientious of us would kind of prefer to just kind of look down at our plates and pretend not to really see what's going on. But the Torah expects you to speak up. You should be the annoying tzaddik, right? The pious guy who has to speak up, and your brother-in-law is a sharp guy. He'll get a couple of digs in at you afterwards. But halacha expects of you, this is an external requirement, to speak up and say, Moish, this is not the right thing to be saying. That requires a certain level of deeper commitment in order to be able to fulfill that external. So sure, if we're talking about the very basics,
That's such a big deal to make a bracha before you eat breakfast. Put on tefillin every day. If you grew up that way since your bar mitzvah, you can handle that too. But are you really ready to keep all the externals that the Torah expects? Now, the Torah expects of you right now, all the time, to be committed to all 613 mitzvahs in all the circumstances that they're going to come up in. Therefore, we understand that the Chavis HaVavis is saying, oh yes, in order for you to be able to tell Hashem, I'm ready to keep the entire Torah, you better have a very, very deep inner commitment. And therefore, you really better get to work developing your Yirat Shamayim and your Avas Hashem, because when you're thinking about the potential circumstances that can come up, oh yes, there are a lot of circumstances. You can use a little bit of imagination, and you'll see that there will be many situations where the externals won't be simple to keep if you don't have a deeper level of commitment. Now the truth is, forget even potential circumstances, unusual circumstances. In the everyday life too. The particulars. Sure, you're keeping things in a basic level, but when we're talking about the finer levels of halacha, everybody keeps Shabbos. But, are people mamish conscientious about all the fine details? Does everybody know all the particulars? Keep all the particulars about what you're allowed to read and what you're not allowed to read on Shabbos? Halavai, we only read Gemaras on Shabbos, but if you open up a Mishpacha magazine, are you aware of what you're not allowed to read in there? Any of the advertisement captions under a picture? Now, even if you do know, sometimes when you're in the middle of the article, or you're in the middle of a book, captions under a picture is one of the things you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. When you're engrossed in the book, not so easy. Or, you're rushing out of shul, but someone's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Say that, you're already justified, you need to rush out in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, maybe sometimes. But, as you're rushing out, there's someone who's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei at the edge of the bench. You need a rush. What now? So forget about potential circumstances. Yeah, even when we talk about, yeah, you keep the externals without deep inner commitment. It means that you're keeping a basic level of the externals without deeper commitment. When it comes to really keeping all the fine particulars, when there's a suffix of brachas, well, you hold off until you figure it out, or will you just quickly kind of make a shahakal before you think about it too much, and then bite in? So, yeah, even when we're talking about not the unusual potential circumstances, if a person really wants to be committed, he has to work. If he wants to be able to tell Hashem, yes, I consider myself to be in situation, in position, to fulfill all of the external halacha as required in all circumstances, you have to develop an inner commitment. And therefore, the Chavis HaVavis is saying, there's an inner chiyuv called Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, which means that you have to be committed, and that's an inner thing, committed to keeping all the mitzvahs in whatever circumstances they come up. That's certainly an inner mitzvah. And yes, in order to be mekayim this internal mitzvah, in order for you to be able to say, I am committed to keeping all the mitzvahs with whatever they require, if a person can say that, that certainly is a raya, that the internal mitzvahs, the deeper yira, the deeper ava, have to be the basis for any expectation of externals. That'll be all for this one.